it turns out that Harry Styles has now...
Roman Chevy Buick is your Silverado City. You can get a Chevy Silverado as low as $24,995. You heard that right. A Chevy Silverado for as low as $24,995. Come make the deal of a lifetime at Roman Chevy Buick in Independence today.
Cloudy, cold, and wet weather hanging across much of southeastern portions of Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. The heaviest, though, have been right along the I-44 corridor. And we're looking for that cold weather to continue tonight with cloudy skies. Our temperatures dipping down to the upper 30s with a moderate chance of rain, especially on the southern side. And as we look on into our Wednesday, cloudy skies, we have a high probability of rain, possibly mixed with a snowflake or two late in the afternoon, even though high temperatures will be around 45. And they look for gradual clearing, turning out to be a pretty good day on Thursday with light winds, sunshine, and high near 50. For News on 6, I'm meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Are your feet screaming for relief at the end of the day? Coffeyville Brown Shoe Fit has the most comfortable shoes in the shoe business. Foot doctor recommended brands like Brooks, Asics, Hoka One, and New Balance that come in widths from narrow to extra wide. Great looks, great cushion and support, and a friendly, helpful staff to find the right ones. Coffeyville Brown Shoe Fit.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Bound for glory in the big game.
The Chiefs are going to end the season where they began the season, in Glendale, Arizona, in Super Bowl 57.
They look to the left, now they go for the middle. Back of the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City. As Burrow pressured in the pocket, he sacked.
The Chiefs in the big game, brought to you on KGGF by Gillum Liquor, Gemini Funding Corp, Shabby to Chic, Cherry Bell Sonic, Skyway Honda of Bartlesville, Sports Zone Liquor, Windsor Place at Home Care, Neil Deshay Housing Authority, Roman's Outdoor Power, Messengers Furniture, Herman Lumber, Elevate Bank, The Car Shop, and Great Plains Federal Credit Union. Sunday, pregame at 1, kickoff at 5:30 on the mighty 690.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word safeguard to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word safeguard to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Candy hearts and cash galore. Win a share of over $450,000 this February during Love to Win at Cherokee Casino. Play for cash and prizes all month long during Sweetheart of a Deal, our exciting cash drawing events, and our fun kiosk games. Plus, don't miss your chance to win with our February Earn and Get gifts. Visit CherokeeCasino.com for full rules and details. Winning is in the air, only at Cherokee Casino. See one-star rewards for full rules and details.
In need of a job? Check out our area job report listings available on our website. North Star Metal Works is hiring shop laborers for their metal fabrication shop, manufacturing small livestock equipment and customized metal products. Job duties consist of welding, cutting, grinding, bending, and general shop labor. Fabrication and welding experience preferred but not required. Applications being taken at 502 North McKee in Caney, Kansas. Call 620-515-3499. K1KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM is looking for a news director, reporter who wants to join the team. Looking for a team player with excellent verbal and writing skills and computer literate in Microsoft Office to search out, write, and deliver news and features on the website and radio stations. Position prefers experience in a news department and on-air long-form interview experience. Valid driver's license required. Pick up an application at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville or download an application at bartlesvilleradio.com and email to jobs@bartlesvilleradio.com. Spears Manufacturing Manufacturing in Caney is looking for third shift operators. They also have an immediate need for first shift programming technicians and maintenance personnel. Great pay and benefits. Apply in person at 1609 County Road 1900 in Caney or at caneyjobs@gmail.com. The Journey Home is currently accepting applications for a staff and volunteer coordinator as well as both full and part-time caregivers. Great benefits and pay. Apply in person at the Journey Home 900 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. Neosho County Community College currently has several full-time, part-time, faculty, and athletic positions open. Visit neosho.edu/careers for an application and requirement. Neodesha Plastics is accepting applications. Starting wage with attendance incentive bonus is $17 per hour. Schedule is 4:10 Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with overtime as required. All potential applicants can access the application form at www.npi-ks.com or in person at the main office at 1206 Worley Drive in Neodesha, Kansas. There are also several openings available through Express Employment Professionals throughout the Bartlesville, Washington, Osage County areas. You can check out all of those at expresspros.com. For more information on this interstate area job report, be sure to visit our website.
Hello, friends. The OK Cooking School is back.
What's that?
It's a live demonstration show teaching us how to make some really amazing food.
I don't know how to cook.
Well, that's why you should attend the show. You can learn a lot from Chef Jamie Dunn. She makes it easy to learn and gives us lots of tips throughout the show. And you get to take the recipe home in your very own cookbook. But we need your help. I need you to send me recipes. So dust off the old cookbooks, go through the recipe drawer, or even create one of your own. Plus, everyone who submits a recipe is in for the grand prize.
Where can I send the recipe?
You can send it to Tina@KGGFradio.com, or you can submit it by going to our website. You can drop it off at the radio station, but get them in before February 14th. I look forward to lots of new tastes and treats as we build excitement for the OK Cooking School, April 18th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Want a job that's never dull? Every day is different, yet flexibility can set your daily schedule. Do you like to make a difference in helping people, their businesses, and our community? Or perhaps we have a position for you. Radio and digital media is exciting. Find out about joining our team. We have a family culture, and we want you to have a career with us. Being a radio sales executive requires a car, driver's license, a desire to learn, and to help others. It's a full-time salaried position with benefits and commission. Simply pick up an application from our website. The job is based out of Bartlesville or Coffeyville. Your choice. Equal opportunity employer.
You're in tune to area high school basketball action with the high school game of the week on the mighty 690 KGGS. Tonight's game of the week matchup features Cherryvale and Fredonia and is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Kelly Stevens, G&W Foods of Fredonia, Alert Construction Company, USD 447, and Sonic of Cherryvale. The High School Game of the Week on the Mighty 690 is an exclusive production of KGGF Radio Sports.
Delayed start, but here we go from Sedan as we have the Cedarvale Dexter Spartans taking on the Sedan Blue Devils here tonight. I'm Shane Neal. Let's get you starting lineups for both teams. First for the home Devils, starting at guard number 0, Justice Norris. The other guard, number 2, Lyndon Sears. 14, Tristan Wade. 25, Coda Blankenship. And 23, Jeremiah Prince. Free throw no good there from number 23, Braden Henderson. He's in the starting lineup for the Spartans, along with number 24, Caden Woods. And we'll get you the other starters here in just a moment. Number 11, Alberto Peru, as well as number 5, Dario De La Cuesta, and number 34, Xavier Stong. 1-0 our score just underway. And now Sedan basketball. Sears goes up. had that shot blocked. Offensive rebound by Norris, but he stepped on the baseline. Good one expected tonight. Sedan 14-1. Cedarvale 13-2. These two teams did meet a few weeks ago, and Sedan squeaked out a one-point win. Inbound goes to number 5, De La Cuesta. And now this is Woods. Woods to Stong. And De La Cuesta fakes the three, now works right. De La Cuesta goes up, nice kick inside. That's an easy layup. And it's going to be Henderson, Braden Henderson, off the assist from Dario De La Cuesta. 3-0 Spartans early. Blue Devils, this is Blankenship, senior, driving. Nice move, missed the shot. Norris on the glass, no. Norris, another rebound. And now kicks it out to Tristan Wade. Norris, that one's off. Wade on the rebound, Sedan battling on the glass, and a foul is called on Henderson. Just about a minute into this one, and shout out to our sponsors, Bank of Sedan, Caney Valley Electric, Bucks Barbecue, First National Bank of Sedan, Sedan Farm Supply, Floyd's Market, and Sedan City Hospital. De La Cuesta pokes it away. Here come the Spartans. That's going to be a foul, and De La Cuesta goes to the free throw line. Fast start for the Spartans. They lead 3-0 with free throws coming. First free throw, good. A little bit of a late start here tonight, but we're happy to be with you on the Mighty 690. Appreciate your patience. Second free throw rims out, rebound Blankenship. Here comes Sedan. Norris, the pass up top. Lyndon Sears, he had a big night in our previous Sedan game of the week. Tristan Wade with it now. Wade to Blankenship. Spin move by Blankenship. He goes up with that right hand, draws contact, and Coda Blankenship heading to the free throw line. 6:25 to go, first quarter. Foul is called on number 34, Xavier Stong. Free throw from Blankenship is good. First point of the night for Sedan. And the second free throw is good as well. 4-2, Sedan cuts the lead in half. As De La Cuesta brings the ball up. Hands it off. This is number 24, Woods. De La Cuesta, corner three. It's off. Battle for the rebound. It's collected. And going up, no good, was Alberto Peru. And what's the call there? Players hit the deck. It looks like a timeout was called. And we'll take it with them. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back from Sedan.
Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale can take care of all your financial needs. You can't beat their service, and that's so important when looking for a bank you can depend on. Check out the loan department. They'll fill you in on financial options to get you where you want to go. Whether you need a loan to buy a car or invest in the house of your dreams, stop by the Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders.
Two minutes into this one, I'm Shane Neal. It is high school basketball here on the Mighty 690. Sedan and Cedarvale Dexter, really good game we should have here tonight. 13-2 versus 14-1. Pass down low, going up strong, no good by De La Cuesta. Offensive rebound by Stong, and he's fouled. Stong, a big body down low, listed as 6'3". Plays like he's 6'6". First free throw is off. checking in for Sedan, we'll see number 12, Jackson Dole. And the free throw's no good. Dole got a hand on it. Fight for it. Blankenship comes away with it. Sedan can tie with a bucket here. Down 4-2. Lyndon Sears. Hand off to Wade. Wade to Blankenship. Blankenship now with a nice move on the left block. Spinning inside. Going up. Scoring. Coda Blankenship has all four for Sedan. And this game is tied after the fast start by the Spartans. 4-4, 5:18 to go, first quarter. Blankenship with a steal. Trying to get it to Norris. It's caromed out to Wade. And now Sedan will reset. Sears, crossover move, gets a screen. Now backs it up. Hand off to Norris. Norris, good look for Wade. He'll send it for three, and it's off. Offensive rebound, Dole, and he's fouled. And another offensive rebound by Sedan. And that'll be the second foul on Henderson. Henderson called for his second. Sub will come in, number 54. And that's not on my roster sheet, but we're going to assume that that is Devontae Harris. Foul was called there on Peru. 4:53 to go in this first quarter. And a travel called against Blankenship. We are tied. Just underway here on our high school game of the week. And De La Cuesta. Now this is Harris. And they work it to Stong. Stong gets it down on the low block. Double team comes. He kicks to Harris. Harris goes up and draws contact. We'll see a sub for Sedan as number 35, Walt Gooden, heads to the scorer's table. Sedan led by head coach Zach Hill. And Cedarville Dexter led by head coach KB Chris. First free throw good. Gooden checks in for Blankenship. Blankenship just picked up his first foul. He has all 4 points tonight for Sedan. One more free throw to come for Harris. Second shot is off. Rebound Norris. Sedan basketball. They trail by one. About halfway through the first quarter. Sears hands it off. This is Wade. Cross-court pass and dangerous one, but Dole able to come away with it. Sears working left, guarded by Peru. He missed the shot. Rebound chased down by Norris. Another second-chance opportunity for Sedan. Norris to Sears. Under four to go, first quarter. Sears, crossover move, gets a screen. Dole. Guarded by Woods. Dole will try to take it off the dribble. Wade, good look for three. And Wade puts it in. Sedan takes the lead on a three from Tristan Wade. And it's 7-5, and the second chance opportunities kill the Spartans on that one. Here's Harris. Now De La Cuesta. Peru, nice first step. Fake. Gets it down low to Stong. Stong going right at Wade and got it. Xavier Stong ties it at seven. Sears with the basketball. 3:09 to go, first quarter. Here's Wade. Back to Sears. Sears trying to go baseline. Drew contact. And that'll be a blocking foul before the shot. As we'll see, number 10. Bryson Dickens check in for Sedan. A little bit of a deeper bench than we saw earlier this year for Zach Hill's squad. Good, and Sears back to Wade. Another three. Wade left that one short. Chance for the Spartans to retake the lead. They have the basketball tied at 7. And now we have Harris swinging it to De La Cuesta. Nice move. De La Cuesta steps back, puts it in, and that's a 3. An impressive move by Dario De La Cuesta. As this is Dole. Extra pass. Sears trying to answer. And a little strong. Rebound collected by Woods. Spartan basketball. They lead 10-7. La Cuesta. No. Strong kept it alive. It stays with the Spartans. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Harris guarded by Gooden. De La Cuesta coming down the lane. Tough shot. Got it. Dario De La Cuesta putting the team on his back in this first quarter. He's got 7. And it's a 5-point lead for the Spartans. Trying to get revenge after losing to Sedan by 1 a few weeks ago. Wade to Dickens. Wade now to Sears. Sears walks it up. Zone defense look here from Cedarville Dexter. Corner 3. This is in and out from Dickens. Offensive rebound, and it's good from Jackson Dowell. Back to a 3-point game and another second chance score by the Blue Devils. Sedan staying in it on the offensive glass. As that one is good. 14-9 Spartans, a minute to go in this first quarter. And now this is Dickens back to Sears. Sears going baseline. Tough shot. Missed it. Battle for the rebound again. Sedan comes up with it. Dowell to Gooden. Another opportunity for the Blue Devils. As Wade will walk it up. Sears takes the 3. Driving. Puts it up. And puts it in. Lyndon Sears, his first score of the night. Him and Blankenship, we call them the Flow Bros of Sedan. Both with the headbands and the long hair, and both of them showing out in this first quarter. Spartan basketball, they lead by 3. De La Cuesta, another tough drive, and a foul before the shot. 15 seconds left. So 15.1 remain for the Spartans. Inbounds play. Peru will inbound it. Gets it to De La Cuesta. Into the game now, number 4, Jalen Harris. And De La Cuesta sends it for 3. Not that time. Chance for Dow if he wants to go quick. 2 seconds. Dow got to put it up. And he put it in! Jackson Dow at the buzzer. And Sedan has cut it to 1. What a first quarter. Our score, Cedarville Dexter 14, Sedan 13. Let's step away for 90 seconds. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this.
Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association proudly supports the Sedan and West Elk schools. Caney Valley Electric headquarters in Cedarvale and is your member-owned electric utility provider in Chautauqua and Elk counties and surrounding areas. Spark your sports enthusiasm with Sedan and West Elk Sports. Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association is a proud sponsor of the Sedan Blue Devils, the West Elk Patriots, and the Cedarvale Broncos. Go teams!
Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse serves the best meals in the area Tuesday through Saturday in Sedan. Buck's offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up. Wednesday's Burger Day. Enjoy a Western Mushroom Swiss All-American or hot hamburger served with fries. Their weekend specials include prime rib with baked potatoes, salad, and Texas toast. Dine-in, carry-out, curbside service pickup is available at Buck's Barbecue in Sedan. Open 11 to 8:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. You'll become a regular in no time.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Jeremiah Prince knocks down a three as we return for the second quarter. It's now 16-14 Sedan. Floater there, no good by De La Cuesta. Pass to Sears. Sears with the basketball. Kicks it to Wade. Wade now with it. And up top, this is Justice Norris. Prince has it on the left wing. Cross-court pass. Sears, good look for three. And that's short. Rebound, Harris. Spartans down by two. We're a minute into the second quarter. Here's the pass to Woods. Woods at the basketball. Now Harris. De La Cuesta steps into it. It is strong. Rebound taken by Sears. 16-14, Sedan with the lead. Sears to Wade. Wade fakes the three. Now Blankenship, and he walked. Turnover by the Blue Devils. As Coda Blankenship shuffled the feet. Now Xavier Stong back in. Spartan basketball, and their best player all night long so far has been Dario De La Cuesta. Harris with it. And now De La Cuesta steps into it, hands it out. This is Woods. Woods traveled. Travel called against the senior Caden Woods. Just 3 points scored in the first minute 45 of the second quarter. It was a three by Jeremiah Prince. Pass down low to Norris. Norris goes up, missed it, got his own rebound. Prince sends it, and good. And another three for Prince, his second of the quarter. Sedan's opened up their largest lead of the night. They lead it by five. Second chance buckets have been the difference for the Blue Devils. As now here's De La Cuesta. Harris, tough shot, and over the backboard. So Devontae Harris can't knock that one down. Prince now driving baseline. The kick to Norris. He's open in the paint, but he missed the shot. Rebound, Caden Woods. 5:24 to go, first half. 19-14, Sedan Blue Devils. Shot here by De La Cuesta. It's a tough one, and it rims out. Norris with another rebound. Prince. He's hit two threes in the second quarter. Sears in trouble. Gets it to Prince. Prince down low to Blankenship. Blankenship will go up. Left it short. Rebound caromed around, and it's taken by Stong. Now bringing it up is De La Cuesta. Gets the screen. De La Cuesta the drive. Goes to the right hand. No. Tip. Battle for the rebound. It ends up with Woods. Woods for three. That's off. And now Wade with the rebound up ahead. And the nice pass there by Sears to Wade, avoiding the travel. Blankenship, tough shot. He got it. Coda Blankenship with the elbow jumper. Timeout taken by the Spartans. We'll take it with them. An 8-0 run by Sedan. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KGGF.
Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
Generations of good health. That's what the folks in the Sedan area have come to rely on from the Sedan City Hospital since 1951. Protecting neighbors' health with 24-hour emergency room care, wound care, physical therapy, CT scans, x-rays, and more. The Sedan City Hospital is the area's trusted name in health care. The Sedan City Hospital is at North and Montgomery Streets in Sedan. Generations of good health. The Sedan City Hospital.
We return to Sedan here on KGGF. I'm Shay Neal. Our score 21-14, Blue Devils. And it is Spartan basketball out of the timeout. This is Harris. Harris to De La Cuesta. The crowd getting on their feet as Sedan in the middle of an 8-0 run. Stong. Pass inside Harris, and a foul will be called on Blankenship. He can't believe it. Coda Blankenship called for the foul. And that'll be his second. So, inbounds play here for Cedarvale Dexter. And De La Cuesta nearly dribbled it off his foot, got it back. Now driving on Sears, behind the back move, gets it back again. And a foul is called before the shot. That'll be on Lyndon Sears. And now we'll see Jackson Dowell check back in for Sedan. I'm Shay Neal. It's the high school game of the week here on the Mighty 690. Shout out to our sponsors tonight, Bank of Sedan, Caney Valley Electric, Bucks Barbecue, First National Bank of Sedan, Sedan Farm Supply, Floyd's Market, and Sedan City Hospital. Free throw for De La Cuesta is off. Up ahead now, this is Jeremiah Prince. He has two threes in the second quarter. Dowell goes up strong, and Jackson Dowell with the score. Sedan all of a sudden is up by nine on a 10-0 run in this second quarter. Big quarter for the Blue Devils. De La Cuesta. Inside they go in a much-needed bucket. It's Caden Woods. 23-16, Sedan, they have the basketball. They work it to Dowell. Now Norris. Wade for three. You bet. Tristan Wade's second three of the night. And Sedan's got a 10-point lead. Trying to move to 15-1. Crowd chanting devil defense as De La Cuesta spins, missed it. Got a rebound taken and scored. And that's going to be Jalen Harris, the true freshman. Out of bounds off of Dowell. And Sedan turns it over. 2:33 to go in this first quarter. And now De La Cuesta brings it up. Now Caden Woods, he scored the last points for the Spartans. Backdoor feed. Peru couldn't hook up with Harris. And that's a turnover by Cedarvale Dexter. Stong back in for Devontae Harris. And now we will see Jeremiah Prince with the basketball, top of the key. 2 minutes to go in this first half. Wade lost it out of bounds. It was they're going to say it was not deflected. Looks like it just slipped off his fingertips. A little bit of sloppy back and forth action here in the last couple of possessions. 8-point lead for Sedan. Crowd has been loud all second quarter. This is Dario De La Cuesta, guarded by Prince. Pass inside to Stong. Stong, nice move. Gets Gooden in the air, didn't go up. Gets it back. Stong tries to get it down low to Harris. Harris goes up strong, no. Out of bounds, it will stay with the Spartans. Lyndon Sears back in, coming in for Prince. Inbounds play here for Cedarville Dexter. And they get it to De La Cuesta. He goes up, tough shot, and he hit it. Dario De La Cuesta cuts it to six. And four straight points scored by the Spartans. Sears, crossover move, hands it off. And Dowell threw it right to De La Cuesta. He's taken over again as he goes all the way in. Got hit. They want a foul. They won't get it, but it will stay with the Spartans. De La Cuesta has had a fantastic first half, the 6'2 senior. And a timeout taken. We'll take it with them. We'll step away for 60 seconds. 26-20 Sedan. We'll be right back.
How does a grocery store stay in business for over 100 years? Floyd's Market in Sedan knows that friendly hometown service and a great variety of groceries will keep their customers happy and returning each week. Floyd's always stocks quality produce and an excellent selection of meats, and every employee is eager to help and find anything you're looking for. When you need it, you'll find it at Floyd's Market, 108 South Douglas in Sedan.
Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale can take care of all your financial needs. You can't beat their service, and that's so important when looking for a bank you can depend on. Check out the loan department. They'll fill you in on financial options to get you where you want to go. Whether you need a loan to buy a car or invest in the house of your dreams, stop by the Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders.
Jump ball out of the timeout. It will stay with the Spartans. 44.7 to go in the first half. I'm Shane Neal. It's our KGGF High School Basketball Game of the Week. De La Cuesta trying to go baseline. Crossover move. Tough shot. He got it. And it's down to a four-point game. The Spartans fighting back. Sedan by four. They have the ball. Sears, 25 seconds left as the clock continues to tick. Sears with it now, 15 seconds. Guarded by Peru. Sears works his way right. Now hands it off to Gooden. Gooden fakes the pass to Sears, spins, draws contact. That'll be a foul on Stong with 4.6 left. That's the second foul on Stong. And an inbounds play, 4.6 on the clock. Inbound goes to Gooden. Pass to Sears, got to get a shot. Gets a screen, puts it up, and missed it. We go to the half here in Sedan. Our score, Blue Devils 26, and the Spartans of Cedarvale Dexter 22. Let's step away for 9 minutes. When we come back, we'll break down the first half, get you ready for the third quarter as well. Don't go anywhere. It's our high school game of the week on the mighty 690 KGGF.
Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association proudly supports the Sedan and West Elk schools. Caney Valley Electric headquarters in Cedarvale and is your member-owned electric utility provider in Chautauqua and Elk counties and surrounding areas. Spark your sports enthusiasm with Sedan and West Elk Sports. Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association is a proud sponsor of the Sedan Blue Devils, the West Elk Patriots, and the Cedarvale Broncos. Go teams!
Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse serves the best meals in the area Tuesday through Saturday in Sedan. Buck's offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up. Wednesday's Burger Day. Enjoy a Western Mushroom Swiss All-American or hot hamburger served with fries. Their weekend specials include prime rib with baked potatoes, salad, and Texas toast. Dine-in, carry-out, curbside service pickup is available at Buck's Barbecue in Sedan. Open 11 to 8:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. You'll become a regular in no time.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Generations of good health. That's what the folks in the Sedan area have come to rely on from the Sedan City Hospital since 1951. Protecting neighbors' health with 24-hour emergency room care, wound care, physical therapy, CT scans, x-rays, and more. The Sedan City Hospital is the area's trusted name in health care. The Sedan City Hospital is at North and Montgomery Streets in Sedan. Generations of good health. The Sedan City Hospital.
How does a grocery store stay in business for over 100 years? Floyd's Market in Sedan knows that friendly hometown service and a great variety of groceries will keep their customers happy and returning each week. Floyd's always stocks quality produce and an excellent selection of meats, and every employee is eager to help and find anything you're looking for. When you need it, you'll find it at Floyd's Market, 108 South Douglas in Sedan.
Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
How does a grocery store stay in business for over 100 years? Floyd's Market in Sedan knows that friendly hometown service and a great variety of groceries will keep their customers happy and returning each week. Floyd's always stocks quality produce and an excellent selection of meats, and every employee is eager to help and find anything you're looking for. When you need it, you'll find it at Floyd's Market, 108 South Douglas in Sedan.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nowata counties in northeast Oklahoma with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-336-1001, or go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on Rent Tower Space under the Contact tab. Start your communications outreach today.
Generations of good health. That's what the folks in the Sedan area have come to rely on from the Sedan City Hospital since 1951. Protecting neighbors' health with 24-hour emergency room care, wound care, physical therapy, CT scans, x-rays, and more. The Sedan City Hospital is the area's trusted name in healthcare. The Sedan City Hospital is at North and Montgomery Streets in Sedan. Generations of good health. The Sedan City Hospital.
Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse serves the best meals in the area Tuesday through Saturday in Sedan. Buck's offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up. Wednesday's Burger Day. Enjoy a Western Mushroom Swiss All-American or hot hamburger served with fries. Their weekend specials include prime rib with baked potatoes, salad, and Texas toast. Dine-in, carry-out, curbside service pickup is available at Buck's Barbecue in Sedan. Open 11 to 8:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. You'll become a regular in no time.
Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedar Vale can take care of all your financial needs. You can't beat their service, and that's so important when looking for a bank you can depend on. Check out the loan department. They'll fill you in on financial options to get you where you want to go. Whether you need a loan to buy a car or invest in the house of your dreams, stop by the Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedar Vale. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders.
Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association proudly supports the Sedan and West Elk schools. Caney Valley Electric headquarters in Cedar Vale and is your member-owned electric utility provider in Chautauqua and Elk counties and surrounding areas. Spark your sports enthusiasm with Sedan and West Elk Sports. Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association is a proud sponsor of the Sedan Blue Devils, the West Elk Patriots, and the Cedar Vale Broncos. Go teams! Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
How does a grocery store stay in business for over 100 years? Floyd's Market in Sedan knows that friendly hometown service and a great variety of groceries will keep their customers happy and returning each week. Floyd's always stocks quality produce and an excellent selection of meats, and every employee is eager to help and find anything you're looking for. When you need it, you'll find it at Floyd's Market, 108 South Douglas in Sedan.
Generations of good health. That's what the folks in the Sedan area have come to rely on from the Sedan City Hospital since 1951. Protecting neighbors' health with 24-hour emergency room care, wound care, physical therapy, CT scans, x-rays, and more. The Sedan City Hospital is the area's trusted name in healthcare. The Sedan City Hospital is at North and Montgomery Streets in Sedan. Generations of good health. The Sedan City Hospital.
half. Six straight points by the Spartans to end that first half. And now trying to cut even closer. That shot is off. Offensive rebound, Peru, and he's fouled. And that is the senior, Alberto Peru. Foul was called on Blankenship. That's his third. We're 30 seconds into the second half. 26-22, Sedan, first free throw short. Blankenship out, and it's the junior 6'6", Walt Gooden in. Zach Hill has shown he's not afraid to go to his bench. We've seen Bryson Dickens. We've seen a lot of Jackson Dowell. He's been great. Second free throw good. One score game as Peru splits the free throws. If I could talk, that'd be fantastic. Here's Tristan Wade. Wade swings it right to Norris. Norris with a cut. Prince able to keep it alive. Now they work it back to Prince. Prince, tough shot, and it rimmed out. Gooden pulls down the rebound. Spartan fans upset. They wanted it over the back. Instead, it's going to be a foul on the Spartans as Gooden was hit. And Walt Gooden will go to the line. 6'6 junior. He was starting earlier this season, but with the emergence of Lyndon Sears, now primarily comes off the bench. But he's still a big impact player. First free throw good. 27-23 Sedan. And both free throws are good for the Blue Devils. Pass to Stahl. And now this is De La Cuesta. Woods. Down low to Stong. Stong, nice fake. Tries to work inside. Stong kicks it back out. Good look for Woods. It's good. Caden Woods. We have a two-point game. Big shot by the Spartans. Now Tristan Wade hands it off to Sears. Quiet night for Lyndon Sears. This time he goes baseline, missed it. Gooden on the glass, had it blocked. It will stay with Sedan. Walt Gooden fighting on the glass. Inbounds coming from Prince, gets it to Gooden. Sears the drive, Sears had a poke. Stong took it away. Pull up jump shot for the tie, and they want a foul call. They're not going to get it. They will say the shot was blocked, however. It will stay with the Spartans. Peru will inbound here for Cedarville Dexter. Spartans 13-2 on the season. One of those two losses, a one-point loss to Sedan earlier this year. Sedan trying to get to 15-1. Woods. Baseline, trying to get it to Henderson. He could not. He threw it away. Gooden. As Dickens back in. And Gooden was pushed in the back. I believe they're going to call that on Stong. And that'll be his third. And we will see a substitution. Stong out with three fouls and the return of Devontae Harris. Three for Prince. He's got another one. Third three of the night for Jeremiah Prince. And Sedan back up by five, an enormous shot. Five and a half to go, third quarter. This is Woods. Stops on a dime. Puts it up too strong. Offensive rebound. Peru. To De La Cuesta. Hands it back to Peru. Down low, this is Devontae Harris. Back to Peru. Peru, tough shot. That's off. Henderson on the glass is fouled. And he will go to the line, the junior Braden Henderson. That foul was called on Wade. Prince has three three-pointers tonight. First free throw good here, though, by Henderson. ...31-27 Sedan. One more free throw coming. And he got it. ...31-28 Sedan basketball. Norris. Cross-court pass. Prince. Prince thought about it. Now a fake pass. This is Wade. Prince has it back, driving, pull-up shot, it is off, and it is Woods with the rebound and draws the foul on Justice Norris. So we'll see the return of Jackson Dowell, junior, or sophomore, excuse me. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Down by three are the Spartans. De La Cuesta spinning into the lane, layup off, rebound Prince. Sedan bringing it up. Pass to Wade. Cross court pass Prince. Prince has it on the wing. He's hit 3 three-pointers tonight. Gooden. Takes the tough shot. No good. And the rebound collected by Caden Woods. As we go over the halfway point in the third quarter. 3-point lead Sedan. Henderson fakes. Corner. Woods. Trying to get it to Harris. It was kicked out of bounds by Dowell. As Sears will check back in. Coming in for Prince. Great crowd on hand here tonight in Sedan. Three for De La Cuesta for the tie. It's off. Rebound collected again by the Blue Devils. They've done a great job on the glass tonight. Wade looking for his third three. That's good. Three for Prince. And now three for Wade. 6-point lead for Sedan. Big 3-point shots by the Blue Devils. Harris hands it off to De La Cuesta. 34-28. Henderson. Spartans looking for a spark. Henderson down low to Harris. Nice cut, but the pass too strong. And a turnover. Right idea, just not executed well enough. 6-point lead Sedan basketball. Dowell, Sears, extra pass. They get it to Dowell. Dowell hands it off to Sears. Sears, so fast, gets baseline. Dickens for three. That'll go! Sedan lining it up from outside the arc. Blue Devils by nine. Or by eight, they're going to call it a two. But still. Outside shooting for Sedan. Top tier. 36-28, De La Cuesta. Woods looking for an answer. That's good. Caden Woods with his second three of the quarter. 5-point lead, Sedan. Stong works his way back to the scorer's table. Wade. Wade has 3 three-pointers. Prince has three. And nearly a three by Dickens on the last one. They called it a deep two. Gooden, what a spin. He missed it. And an offensive rebound by Dowell. Second chance opportunity here for Sedan. Kick to Wade. Wade the fake. Wade. Sears. Now Dickens. Second chance points were a huge difference for the Sedan Blue Devils in that first half. Dickens. Battle inside. That'll be a jump ball. And Spartan basketball. Great defense there by Cedarville Dexter. Spartan basketball, they trail by five. Stong back in, as is Prince. Prince comes in for looks like Dowell. And that's going to be a turnover. Minute 22 to go in the third. It'll be Sedan basketball. They lead by five. Sears brings it up. Quiet night for Lyndon Sears. But his teammates have stepped up big time. Blankenship spins into a double team. Gets the pass off. Prince the fake. Prince was fouled. No shot. But a reach-in foul against the Spartans. Inbounds pass to Wade. Wade goes up, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Prince. That's blocked. Wade on the glass, and a foul. Sedan continues to own the glass. And they're going back to the line. They lead by five, a minute one to go, third quarter. First free throw here from Tristan Wade, left it short. Tristan Wade has hit three huge three-pointers tonight. Looking to add on a free throw here. Second shot, and no good. Under a minute to go, third quarter. De La Cuesta, his team down five. Woods, he's had a big third quarter. Stong. De La Cuesta spins, hands it off, gets it back. Trying to drive baseline. And now kicks it to Stong. Stong splits a double team, puts it in. Xavier Stong with an athletic move. Three-point game. Sears, floater. No. Stong the rebound. If they go for a three, the Spartans can tie it here at the end of the third quarter. 15 seconds. De La Cuesta for the tie. In and out. Rebound collected by Henderson. He had it poked. Here comes Sears. 5 seconds. Sears. Step back way downtown and off the right rim, no good. Three quarters in the books. Sedan 36 and the Cedarville Dexter Spartans 33. Let's step away for 90 seconds. Fourth quarter coming up next on KGGF.
Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale can take care of all your financial needs. You can't beat their service, and that's so important when looking for a bank you can depend on. Check out the loan department. They'll fill you in on financial options to get you where you want to go. Whether you need a loan to buy a car or invest in the house of your dreams, stop by the Bank of Sedan, Howard State Bank, and Bank of Cedarvale. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders.
Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association proudly supports the Sedan and West Elk schools. Caney Valley Electric headquarters in Cedarvale and is your member-owned electric utility provider in Chautauqua and Elk counties and surrounding areas. Spark your sports enthusiasm with Sedan and West Elk Sports. Caney Valley Electric Cooperative Association is a proud sponsor of the Sedan Blue Devils, the West Elk Patriots, and the Cedarvale Broncos. Go teams.
Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse serves the best meals in the area Tuesday through Saturday in Sedan. Buck's offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up. Wednesday's Burger Day. Enjoy a Western Mushroom Swiss All-American or hot hamburger served with fries. Their weekend specials include prime rib with baked potatoes, salad, and Texas toast. Dine-in, carry-out, curbside service pickup is available at Buck's Barbecue in Sedan. Open 11 to 8:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. You'll become a regular in no time.
Spartan basketball as we get the fourth quarter started. 36-33 Sedan. Henderson Peru. Peru took an extra step. Turnover. 7:24 to go in this one. We had a late start tonight, but we appreciate you hanging out with us. 7:15 to go in this one. Sedan basketball, they've been clinging to a slim lead most of the night. Backdoor feed to Prince, and it rolls off. Prince did everything right and just couldn't get it to sit. Under 7 to go. And that shot is short by De La Cuesta, and a foul on the rebound. I believe that'll be on Henderson. And it is. Henderson's third. Sedan basketball. Prince gets it to Dowling. And backdoor feed for Prince again. This time they jumped it. Sedan able to keep it alive. Dowell. Wade. Now get it inside to Blankenship. Double team comes. And a travel there. 6:27 to go. And again, sloppy play. 6:24. De La Cuesta brings it up. And that one poked away from Stong. It will stay with the Spartans. It'll be Peru to inbound. Inbounds pass goes to, well, trying to get it to De La Cuesta. It's stolen by Prince. Norris running ahead of the pack. Lays it in. 7-point lead, or excuse me, 5-point lead for Sedan. 5:55 to go. And now this is Woods to Stong. Spin by Henderson. Henderson cut off nicely. Stong, tough shot. He missed it. Rebound Wade. Here comes Sedan. They lead by 5, trying to put this one away. Prince. Thought about the three. Now kicks it to Wade. Blankenship, dangerous pass. Blankenship lost the ball. Henderson took it, but they want to travel. I think they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a timeout, excuse me. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
5:26 to go in this one. Sedan leads at 38-33. I'm Shane Eel. It's our high school game of the week here on the Mighty 690. I'd like to thank our sponsors here tonight. Bank of Sedan, Caney Valley Electric, Bucks Barbecue, First National Bank of Sedan, Sedan Farm Supply, Floyd's Market, and Sedan City Hospital. It will be Spartan basketball. They trail by 5 after a huge steal by Jeremiah Prince and a breakaway layup by Justice Norris. Sedan's had a slim lead all night. Norris kept it alive but threw it right back. This is now De La Cuesta. Spartans down 5. Two very good basketball teams. Spinning inside. Offensive foul on Stong. That's his fourth. Stong disagrees. They're going to go to Devontae Harris. 5 minutes to go, and Xavier Stong has 4 fouls. Here's Sears bringing it up. Under five to go. Sedan by five. This is Norris, now gets it to Sears. Sears so quick with the ball in his hands. Just running around and got it in the corner. Nearly gave it to Peru. This is Tristan Wade. Wade to Norris. That one poked. De La Cuesta, coast to coast, and one. And he gives a shout to the bench as he tries to get his team fired up. Dario De La Cuesta. Foul was called on Norris. And they're going to bring back in Jackson Dowell. 4.5 to go on the money. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Peru. Trying to keep it alive. Got it to Henderson. Henderson, too strong. 3-point lead for Sedan. 4:15 to go. Sears gets a screen from Gooden. Hands off to Dowell. Dowell to Prince. Haven't called his name in a while. Dowell now with it, trying to get it down low to Gooden. Gooden has it. Gooden backs down. Double team comes. Wade. Wade trapped. Now Gooden fakes. And Gooden called for 3 seconds. That's a turnover. So Spartans get the stop and now have the ball down by three. Dario De La Cuesta, had the big score of the last trip. Floater by Peru, it's good! 1 point game with 3.5 to go. Huge shot there by Alberto Peru. Sedan's lead down to one. Wade to Prince. Now Sears spinning. Sears nearly lost it. Wade, now Prince. Waiting for a shot, Dowell. Prince has a little bit of space here, won't take it. Dowell will take a shot. That's missed. Sears got a hand on it. Got it to Dowell. And when you need him most, Lyndon Sears comes up big. What a play to tip it to Jackson Dowell. Peru again. This time it's a travel. With 2:47 to go. Blankenship and Norris back in. ...40-37 Blue Devils. 2:40 to go. Lyndon Sears had his best play of the night on the last trip. Sears has it top of the key. Works left. And now Sears. Still looking for a pass. Gets it to Norris. Norris. Now Prince in the corner. Prince off of the foot of De La Cuesta. And it will stay with Sedan. Inbounds pass goes quickly to Wade. They get the pass to Norris. And now back to Lyndon Sears. Sedan not in a rush as we go down to 2:05 to go. Norris. Sedan by three. Sears trying to create some space. Fakes, hands off Prince, big shot. Missed it. Blankenship got a hand on it, but Henderson pulls down the rebound. De La Cuesta with it. Spartans down three. De La Cuesta fakes, hands off Peru. Peru got away with a push off. Hands off to Harris. Harris goes up, no. Blankenship the rebound. Spartan fans want to travel. They don't get it. Sears brings it across the midline. Minute 20 to go. Handoff to Norris. Norris guarded by Woods. Sears. And a timeout taken by Zach Hill. Let's take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KGGF.
Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
Minute 14, all that remains. I'm Shane Hale. It's KGGF High School Basketball Game of the Week here on the Mighty 690. No High School Game of the Week on Friday. We'll be back at it next Tuesday. We'll let you know where following the game. Inbounds goes to Lyndon Sears. Sears with it now, a minute five to go. Sedan up three. Sears, crossover. Walks it back. Has it at the logo. 55 seconds. Sears driving, and a foul will be called. I believe that's on Peru. It is on Peru. Number one, Mason Casebolt in for the Spartans. And now Lyndon Sears at the line. Lyndon Sears has not had the night we saw the last time we saw Sedan. But he made a huge play. Came flying out of nowhere. Keep a possession alive. Tipped it to Dowell. No good on the free throw, though. And De La Cuesta has the basketball. Spartans down three. This is for the tie. In and out. Wade pulls down the rebound. Sears will bring it across. 30 seconds to go. Sears is fouled. That's on Peru. That'll be his fourth. It is Stong, Peru, De La Cuesta, Woods, and Henderson for the Spartans and for the Devils. Sears, Prince, Wade, Norris, and Blankenship. First free throw good from Sears. That makes it a two-score game. When you need a play, when you need a moment, it seems like they turn to this kid. Second free throw is off. And it was a lane violation anyway. 41-37, 31.3. It is Spartan basketball. De La Cuesta. They need a quick score. He has it. Takes a three. Puts it in! Dario De La Cuesta, timeout. Spartans. We've got a one-point game. 21 seconds to go. Don't touch that dial. We're back in 30 seconds.
How does a grocery store stay in business for over 100 years? Floyd's Market in Sedan knows that friendly hometown service and a great variety of groceries will keep their customers happy and returning each week. Floyd's always stocks quality produce and an excellent selection of meats, and every employee is eager to help and find anything you're looking for. When you need it, you'll find it at Floyd's Market, 108 South Douglas in Sedan.
Back here from Sedan, our score 41-40. I'm Shane Neal, KGGF High School Basketball Game of the Week. And man, we've had a fun one. 41-40 Blue Devils, they will have the basketball. But a huge three from Dario De La Cuesta. We've had a fun night tonight in Sedan. Crowd has been on their feet all night. This is exactly what you want out of a high school basketball game. Like I said, no high school game of the week Friday night. We will be back at it on Tuesday. Stay tuned following the game. I'll let you know where we're headed. It will be Jeremiah Prince to inbound. Cheerleaders got in the way there for a sec. Prince, Norris, Blankenship, Sears, Wade. What play does Zach Hill draw up? He gets it to Wade. Wade is fouled. Looks like a football wide receiver running a route as he came off a screen and just ran as fast as he could to get to that corner. And it worked. We'll see if he can cash in at the line. Zach Hill, I said it the first time we saw Sedan this year, I appreciate the effort he puts in wearing the suits to the game. It's class, all class, Zach Hill. Free throws from Tristan Wade. First one up and got the bounce. Big shot from a big moment player, 6'3 junior. He's got three threes tonight, but these free throws, the most important thing of his night. One more to come. 20.2 to go. Wade off. Rebound Norris, but it's wrestled away. Here come the Spartans. A two will tie, a three will win. De La Cuesta, screen from Stong, and he's fouled with 8.7 to go. It will not be a shooting foul or a bonus foul, so it is an inbounds play. Peru, you know who's getting the ball here. De La Cuesta, double team comes, 5 seconds left, drive, and he walked! And a costly turnover may save the night for Sedan. .7 to go. Sedan will inbound. They lead by two. Trying to get it to Sears. Instead, they will give it to Norris. Norris fouled with 2.3 left. What a game. What a night. We've had such a fun basketball season on our high school games of the week. We really have not been disappointed all year. And this one has lived up to the hype as well. Justice Norris, senior guard at the line. First one is off. And that will give. That's big because now the Spartans will have a chance to at least tie it. It will not be a two-score game. You may have to throw it up from half court, but you could potentially tie or win it. Shot, good. Three-point game. Got to get a shot off quick. Woods off the backboard, no good. And Sedan wins it, 43-40, the final tonight. Let's step away for 3 minutes. We'll put a bow on this one when we come back.
Sure to fill you up. Wednesday's Burger Day. Enjoy a Western Mushroom Swiss All-American or hot hamburger served with fries. Their weekend specials include prime rib with baked potato, salad, and Texas toast. Dine-in, carry-out, curbside service pickup is available at Buck's Barbecue in Sedan. Open 11 to 8:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. You'll become a regular in no time.
First National Bank of Sedan, located on the corner of Main and Chautauqua, is your hometown bank with small-town values. Come in and visit with their friendly staff. Megan Collum can help you with your agricultural or commercial lending needs. Their helpful universal bankers are there to assist you with any of your deposit banking needs. Their lobby is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and the drive-thru is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3, Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. First National Bank of Sedan is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Sedan Farm Supply is ready to help with the challenges of the season. They're there to meet your cattle and livestock needs. Sedan Farm Supply offers custom feed mixes as well as bulk and sack feeds with delivery to meet your specific program. Sedan Farm Supply also carries a large selection of feed products and minerals. Just drop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit about your farm and ranch needs. Sedan Farm Supply is located at the south end of Chautauqua Street in Sedan, Kansas. Sedan Farm Supply is here helping you live the dream. Sedan Farm Supply, a proud sponsor of Sedan Blue Devils.
Sedan gets a narrow 43-40 win tonight over the Cedarville Dexter Spartans. I'm Shaniel, KGGF Sports. Appreciate you hanging out with us here tonight. And why not? Let's tell you where we're going next. We had so much fun covering Fredonia Cherryvale. We're going to do it again. But this time, we're going to D. Barnett and the Yellow Jackets' house. So tune in Tuesday night, the 14th, Valentine's Day. Show your love with me. Hang out. Let's watch Cherryvale and Fredonia. But we had a ton of fun here tonight. One more time, thank our sponsors, Bank of Sedan, Caney Valley Electric, Bucks Barbecue, First National Bank of Sedan, Sedan Farm Supply, Floyd's Market, Sedan City Hospital. We'll be back at it with more high school hoops Friday night, even though I won't be here. Caney Basketball, Greatest Hits 104.1, Field Kinley Basketball, Sunshine 98.9. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Big shout out to Nick Bryan back in the studio. I made him wait an extra like hour and a half. He usually would be home by now, and I appreciate him putting up with it. Thanks a lot, Nick, as always. We'll talk to you next time. I'm Shane Neal. So long from Sedan.
You've been listening to area high school basketball action with a high school game of the week on the Mighty 690. KGGF. Tonight's Game of the Week matchup features Cherryvale and Fredonia and is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Kelly Stevens, GMW Foods of Fredonia, Alert Construction Company, USD 447, and Sonic of Cherryvale. The High School Game of the Week on the Mighty 690 is an exclusive production of KGGF Radio Sports.
Dad, that would be, have you had that nightmare where you're like frozen and you're paralyzed and you can't move and people think you're dead and they put you in a coffin and then that's like that in real life. And I don't mean to cause anyone to have any nightmares out there, but I'm telling you, if the doctor comes and says, I'm sorry, but your loved one has passed on to glory, you might want to just go in as, doc, you sure about that? Just put like a little mirror over the mouth of the person and make sure that if they're still with us, you don't want to put grandma in a